Welcome back to Training in the Word. Apostle Leroy, Dr. Apostle Leroy Thompson, Sr. Here at the Training Center. We're excited that you are with us because this is a powerful setting as we train in the Word of God in the Training Center. The vision of Apostle Leroy Thompson is phenomenal, and we are praying that you are definitely experiencing transformation, transitioning, and repositioning in your life as you feed and feast upon the various teachings of this great training institution. We're again getting started to continue in our lesson as we teach upon the mindsets of the poverty class, the middle class, and the wealthy class, to see why God wants you to be experienced and financially positioned to carry the gospel into all the earth. The Great Commission, go into all the world and preach the gospel, has to be financed. It has to be financially supported so the great missionaries, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers can be established for the great work of the ministry. So we must have a mindset to understand that why God wants to channel in us and through us financial wealth. Why he want to put us in a position where we can stressless supply the kingdom to the nations. And this is why this study is so vital and important to you as you continue your journey in the things of God. Putting first things first and understand that your wealth has a mission. Your wealth has a purpose. And God wants you to use it wisely, not only to take care of your house, but take care of his business. And this is important. As a saint, as a believer, that we focus in understanding why God want us rich. Why God want us rich. So let's focus in on our lesson back on page 138. And we're going to the bottom. Excuse me. We're going to the bottom of our page here. And we're going to begin to talk about a worldview. How the poverty class and the middle class in the world, the wealthy, have a world view of the agenda of the kingdom, the agenda of the kingdom, and how we see it, and why we operate on different levels is because of how we see it. Why our faith does not expand beyond certain measures is because of how we see and how we are financially supplied. We deal with it according to our money level. Even though we know the commission is going to all the world, we only operate according to our surroundings, our financial situation, and its limitations to us. And so even though you may have a desire to go to the world, you don't, because you realize you don't have the finances to support you to do so. So our worldview is affected or limited by our finances, And this is very important. And I know there are those who are criticizers of prosperity. There are those who criticize about how we deal with money. But money has its place, and it gives us the power of choice and the freedom of choice when you have the finances to get the work done. And it alleviates stress, alleviates anxiety and intimidation, you know, and fear from your life when you know that you have access and the potential to bring forth a vision at any moment, in any condition, in any nation. And this is why God wants us positioned as sons and daughters of the kingdom. Let's focus on the chart that's middle way of that page that talk about worldview. And it says that poverty class sees only local. They only see as far as local, their surroundings. Middle class sees on a national platform. They see coast to coast. And then we look at the wealthy class, and they see it international. They see the agenda is international without limits. So this is why we're developing. This is why we're developing. Listen what it says in the next sentence following that chart. It says, all of us have a worldview. All of us have a worldview. It is the scope and span we concern ourselves with as we live our lives. It's to the scope and the span as we live our lives. If we see our lives are limited, then therefore our worldview is going to be limited. When we can only do and have at a limited marginal measure, a limit, then that's as far as we see our life, our mission, is because of the fact our lives cannot expand beyond our financial stability to be able to sustain it. And so therefore, we get comfortable in our view based upon our financial situation, status. So let's go on to see this. The internet and satellite television have helped to expand our consciousness of global affairs, but each class continue in their own priority when it comes to world view. We continue in our own priorities. Even though we are exposed visually because of the technology, yet we cannot go there. We see it, but we cannot go there and apprehend it, our vision, because we are captured within the limitations of our finances, of the finances. So this is why, again, it is so vital that you and I understand why it is that God wants us to have wealth. Prayer is necessary. Worship is how we honor God. We live with our worship. Worship is a powerful tool. But if you don't have the finances to expand your worldview or your ministry or your personal life, then you would not personally experience manifested global work of the kingdom or measures of the kingdom. This is why our spirits have to become open. This is why our minds have to become open. This is why we have to be open to the Holy Spirit directing us to operate in the marketplace, to do kingdom business in the earth realm, and to become kingdom managers of our finances so that we can begin to go and live beyond borders, beyond walls. Why? Because our minds have been enlightened, because our spirits have been enlightened. Now we are energized. We are positioned now with the power of vision to see God's plan and why we should walk in these rooms of wealth transformation and take dominion so that we can get the job done that the Father has commissioned us to do, is take the gospel into all the world, not only by internet, but by physical presence and doing the work on other continents and other nations, because God has empowered us to do so. God has empowered us to do so. So number one is that all of us have a worldview. All of us have a worldview. And that worldview is based upon our financial status. In order for us to implement, we can see it physically, and we can see it through by virtue of technology. But to put our boots on the ground, it's going to take finances to sustain this effort. So therefore, we must understand all of us have a worldview on any level that we are financially living on. But to manifest it, we're going to need some finances, some partners, some people collectively engaging so that we can achieve the vision or the manifestation of our vision. Okay, so number one, all of us have a worldview. Number two, it said the poverty class sees life locally. Make note of that. The poverty class see life locally. That's number two. Now, we're going to explain again why they see it that way. Because resources are scarce. Because resources are scarce. And that's the way you live your own personal life. You live your personal life just like your world vision is. You deal that measure by the supply of finances or resources, which gives you the ability to expand, to increase, to enlarge, to unlimited levels. So we must understand why God wants to have resources. God is our source, but he also wants to supply us with resources so that we can get the job done. It says here, they cannot afford to be concerned with much outside their immediate realm of responsibility. Why? Again, the word resources. We haven't come and gotten open to the fact that God wants us to have resources and begin to do kingdom business where we can obtain resources. To obtain resources. Again, prayer is necessary. Praise and worship is what we do and who we are. But we also must understand why God wants us to have resources so that we can get the work done. So don't let money and plenty of money cause your heart to become faint and go back into religious ceremony or circles of prayer and just praise and worship and going to church every Sunday without a mission, without a focus, without an agenda for creating wealth, allowing God to call, give you the power to create wealth so that all the families of the earth can be blessed, according to Deuteronomy 8:17 and 18. This is why God wants us to have the wealth, just so we can get the work done. It says here, a neighborhood, a village, a town, or part of a city is the extent of concern in an investment for the poverty mind. It never leaves out of its borders because of limited resources. As far as people go, it's their neighborhoods. They may take a vacation every now and then, you know, but basically they live within the environment of their neighborhood. Even if their jobs are an hour away or 2 hours away from their homes, they travel. Yet they're coming back to that neighborhood and they live within the confines of that neighborhood because their resources do not supply them with enough to move outside of the resources. And most people live in the same neighborhood all their lives because they are not that they don't have opportunity. It's the idea is they understand the power and purpose of money and why God wants you to have plenty of money so that you can change levels or dimensions without limitations to get the work done, to get the kingdom purpose done in the earth realm. So that's very, very important that we make that observation. Number three, we want to focus on here, churches with a poverty mentality. Churches with a poverty mentality see the world in the context of their congregation, their property, their denomination, or their mission program. It is limited to what they can directly benefit or benefit from. Isn't that amazing? This is why many churches do not grow, they do not expand, they do not enlarge, they do not take territory, because they are limited by the resources and a poverty mindset based upon the immediate surroundings. or how, whatever they do, how we're going to benefit it or how it's going to benefit us. That is a poor position to be in as a member or of the body of Christ. But it's the truth. It is the truth why we do not see city revival, city takeover, city influence is because of the mindset of leadership, because we do not have leadership vision to see how to organize, to synergize and bring people together to create a strong financial working relationship so that we could all benefit and get the gospel to all the world. By having these open doors and channels, then other ministries that are smaller in financial reserves can latch or connect to these stronger united ministries and flow through the open doors that they have created. So now the smaller churches, challenged churches can now channel through the opportunity that the organized or the unified believers have created. So now they can go to mission fields because there are channels. Because there are channels and there are open doors, if they're willing to drop their rocks and connect and unify themselves in this work. This is why, again, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 16, that Apostle Thompson has constantly channeled on, is so vital and so important to the body of Christ. Training is vital. Divine order is vital. When we can submit to the order of Ephesians 4, 11 through 16, then we can flow together as one man without schisms and without limitations. We can do that. We can do this. Together, we're better. Together, we're better. So that's number three. Again, I emphasize number one, that we all have a worldview. Number two, poverty class sees life locally. They see life locally. Number three, churches with a poverty mentality see the world in a context of their congregation, their property, their denomination, or their mission program. That's how the poverty mind church sees it. That's how they sees it. So that's number three. We want to keep moving. Let's look at number four. This is so full of information. We may get to the 45 minutes that we normally hold our class, or we may not. We may just get to the information that I want to share with you. I want you to glean on, and we'll conclude the lesson there. But I want you to visualize and see yourself in either three of these classes that you find yourself in, and realize that there are channels. There are connection opportunities where you can expand your worldview, not only through network of internets, but you can become partnership with them and begin to expand your ministry. Even if you don't get the chance, but sending one or two members on a mission field, that is a good beginning. As a good seed you got in the ground to begin to cause your church and your ministry to expand its borders and get outside of a local denominational property mentality. You know, you can expand and grow your ministry. You can expand and grow your ministry, amen, to reach levels and dimension. And even if you're not a part of a local church, but you're interested in mission fields, connect with a local church in your area and become a part of supporting that mission field. And eventually get yourself in position through partnership that you can go on one of these mission fields, you know, and you can see the world view. If you're poverty, level. You can easily be on a national level by getting to travel within the confines of your country or your state and begin to see other states and what other ministries are doing, other great works are going. Begin to sacrifice and put money back so that you can prepare for travel and for a stay on mission fields and visit other great works. This is a beginning of expanding your world, your worldview naturally, physically, with boots on the ground so that you can become so contagious and overwhelmed by God's world vision that, man, it motivates you to preach it, to teach it, and tell other people to get excited about it so they can, too, begin to latch hold. See, every seed produced behind his own kind, and all we need is one seed in the ground. One person get excited, one person get motivated, get exposed, and begin to witness and tell everybody else how good God is worldwide. You remember there was a woman the Samaritan woman who Jesus met by this well, who went back and told everybody, come see a man. And they, when they came and heard Jesus' ministry and saw the signs and wonders and miracles, he said, we didn't believe only because of what you said, but because we saw it for ourselves. We saw it for ourselves. God wants you to see it for yourself. God wants you to go for yourself to see his goodness in all nations and all tongues and all continents. That's how vast the body of Christ is, how your brothers and sisters are taking dominion around the world, and you are part of that great commission so you can go forth and do what God says you can do. Number four, let's focus in on number four. We probably have seven questions, so we're going to get to those questions, but I'm excited because I've been on mission fields and with apostles and also on my own with others to mission fields and seeing some things. And I know when your heart get out there, man, it's transforming. It's transforming. And you want to just touch the world for Jesus. You want to save everybody for Jesus and get the gospel preached to every nation and every tongue. He says number four here at the top of our page at page 139. He says the middle class tend to be most concerned with their nation. The middle class seem to be more concerned with their nation. So the middle class has a national view of their nation. You may know that in our states here in America, that the middle class are those who carry the nation. We have our wealthy class and our poverty, but it's the middle class that really carry the nation. And this is why the middle class is so concerned about our nation policies and how things get done in our nation, you know, because there's a lot expenses, a lot of costs that's on the middle class to make things happen and keep things sustained, excuse me. So the middle class tend to be most concerned with their nation. So underline that and make sure that is your answer for number four question. Because they feel more affected by the conditions of the nation, economy, and economic and political climate. They're concerned about it because it affects their life. It can affect their business. It affects things around us every day because that weight is pressured upon them, paying great taxes amount, and as well as the poor, paying great taxes amount that goes forth to carry this nation and keep it functioning and keep the infrastructure constantly renew. Once it's broken, it has to be fixed. And so the middle class see the responsibility always fall upon them and with this great expense. It says voting, national news, and economic forecasts are concerns they must really take responsibility to invest in. So again, the middle class has this responsibility on their shoulder, and they want to make sure that who's getting in office, what's in the new programs, in the new tax that'll be paid. They want to know because it costs us, and that weight is on their shoulders. This says here that Middle class churches are the ones doing the get out and vote campaign and making sure that Christians know who the candidates are. The concerns for prayer are aimed at the social and political climate of the nation. You see, this is a great way. Wait upon them, even as Christians, the middle class, realize, you know, why we need to pray for our politicians, why we need to pray for our city, because this weight is on their shoulders. They sense that weight. Change, future for our children is on them. And they realize they have to create. They realize they have to invest in these areas. So that's where the middle class saints are. They are concerned about the nation and how it's functioning and how it's operating. Number five, it says here, the wealthy class thinks internationally. The wealthy class thinks internationally. Their lives have invested globally, and they are neatly aware of how activities in place all over the world affects the global economy. The wealthy mindset understands the big picture and how a global community must succeed as well as the nation and local communities. The wealthy class think internationally. That's our answer for number five. So we must be understanding why God wants us to have wealth, why God wants us to increase, because we affect change around the world. We affect change around the world. So I'll travel to see other great things that are going on is very important that we are being exposed in investing into world creations, production, because it affects the middle class and also the local level of people's lives. So that constantly wealth mentality of why you see money invested on all type of things, from oil to gas to grains and all kind of things, that minerals, gold and silver, why these things are invested is because of the fact it makes the world operate. It makes the world function. And you can watch the economy from day to day, week to week, how money is moving. And you see it goes up and goes down. And when those who are in authority on top say something, it affects everything down the chain of command get affected by this. It affects how money is moving. It affects how productivity is moving, from farmers to automobile makers to computer makers, to cell phones. It affects everything concerning down the line of the wealthy, the middle class, and those who are living in poverty. Its effect, the chain of productivity comes down. This is why you and I as believers must become productive, involved in creating and producing, because we affect generation and we affect world change. We affect world change. And this is why God wants us to have the wealth, so we can have a voice. So we can have a voice in this productivity. Genesis chapter 1, God told Adam and Eve in the beginning, he told them to have dominion, to replenish the earth. That dominion and replenish the earth is in that. And because he saw all the time that we would come to 2025 and that the world be where it is in this generation, in this time. And so he laid it out ahead of time that this is your job, Adam, as a man, as a son, to have dominion, to have dominion in the earth. So therefore, we as believers must understand it's the Father's great delight to give us the kingdom. To give us the kingdom. Why? Because he wants to rule, he wants to have dominion, and he wants to replenish the earth. He wants to rid poverty out of the earth so every family in the earth can be blessed. This is why you need to be involved in what God is doing. This is why you're sitting at this table in the school of training with Apostle Leroy Thompson. This is why it's necessary that you feed, that you open your spirit up and see the world is bigger than just around the corner. Just around the corner. It's a great work, and we want you to be involved. God wants you to be involved. Number six. Let's go to number six here. He says, believers with a wealthy worldview travel. Believers with a wealthy worldview travels. Put that in number six. That's the answer. And they're not just traveling to view the great beaches and the great wonders of the world. They are traveling because they are looking to be productive. They're looking to invest. They're looking to put their money to work to produce more greater wealth, to more greater good for humanity, for this generation, and prepare the foundation for the next generation to come, that when they are even going home to glory, the work is still in the earth. The wealth is left in the earth. The vision is left in the earth. This is why you must be involved. This is why you got to be involved. Dr. Monroe said years ago that the wealthiest place on the planet is the cemetery. The wealthiest place is the cemetery because men have died with potentials, dreams, and visions and creations on the inside of them and never got birthed. That never got birth, never came to fruition because they had a poverty mindset. They could not see beyond their pockets. They could not see beyond their pockets. That's why God gives you the ability, the power to create wealth. Create it. If it's not in, then create it. If you don't have it, then create it. You have imagination. You have the vision. You have the spirit of truth on the inside of you. And you have a host of angels ready to go to work for you. And God will cause partnership in the earth realm of light, precious faith, so that you can be involved in producing production and developing disciples for the kingdom of God, establishing churches around the world, feeding centers, medical centers, amen, all kinds of things that are necessary, schooling, so that people can get lives, can be transformed, to be life transformed. Amen. And so that's why it's vital, important, why you're in the training center. You're in the training center. Let's go on to finish reading this because it's very important. He said they invest their lives in a micro influence. In a micro influence. Macro influence. They invest their lives global. They don't get into a minute mode or circle. They constantly expand their relationship circles. Why? Because it's causing expansion. It's causing fresh revelation, fresh view, because of partnership. Everyone's experience, everyone's walkthrough, everyone's investment is now creating a epic center where everything is moving, so that everybody who connect can receive the benefit of the connection. He says, I thank Randy Clark, the young lady who understood the study of the poverty, the middle class, and the wealth. See, I think her provides a vehicle that not only I know to give believers a wealthy worldview experience, there's something about traveling to other nations, amassing with other believers, in seeing heaven touch earth. As you practice the ministry of miracles and healings that cultivate a limitless expectation in your life. You see, your life is going to change. Your life is going to expand. Why? Because of connection. Because of connection, because you're connecting with people who have a world view, a global view of God's plan of heaven invading earth, The Great Commission to go into all the world and preach the gospel is right here. And you can be a part of it. in this great expansion. In this great expansion. He goes on and says this, and I like this. This is number 7. It helps you to connect with the fact that the gospel, the church, and the kingdom of God are global realities. They are a global reality. You can do this. You can be a part of this. You can become one of those who have boots on the ground because you have a world view and you have a God calling on your life. So don't limit yourself with just being a worshiper in the church. See yourself as a world global worshiper, serving God at a greater level, at a greater dimension, by helping your local pastors, your local apostles and prophets, evangelists and teachers to synergize and energize and organize that our church is more than just a local mission field. We have a world mission calling upon our ministry. That's what God wants you to be a part of. So that is number 7. So underline it. Make sure you got it written down. And listen, I enjoyed my time with you today. And I look forward to being with you on the next time here at the Training Center. God bless you.